Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So former Hamas leader, as well as others, have been calling for a day of jihad today. Today is the Sabbath. Depending on where you are in the world, the Sabbath falls on Friday night to Saturday night. Communications might not be as easier to execute while people are undergoing Shabbat, as they don't use tech, as they pray, as they're in temple. But across the globe, there's been a lot of, tensions. There's been protests with what's been happening with the Hamas-Israeli conflict. And so we've sadly had a teacher who has been stabbed, who was stabbed and killed in France, reportedly from a act of jihadist. Showing support for the cause, the Palestinian cause, which is frightening, because I have Palestinian friends, Syrian friends, Egyptian friends. That's not what they want. But unfortunately, you have terrorists and radicals that are killing in the name of God. Allahu Akbar is what he said prior to killing the teacher. Now, this happened in France. As a result, multiple schools are considering being closed today. Synagogues, they're still open for prayer. Friday night is Shabbat. And security is going to be beefed up. But especially in America, we are not going to show fear. You know, and we are not going to give in to terrorists. We're not going to give in to genocide. You know, you could support a country, you could support a people, but if you're going to support death, destruction, innocent people, these attacks, hell no. And so this day of jihad, people ask, well, what does that mean? Well, jihad is kind of a call to do your duty or show your support. It can be interpreted a variety of different ways. God needs you. Show your support of God. Show your support for the cause. And unfortunately, some people might not translate that into, all right, we're going to do peaceful protests. We're going to show our support. We're going to wave our flags. We're going to, you know, air our grievances. They're going to take it another level to, we're going to kill innocent people. And so, yeah, a lot of people are on alert today. I would say, just don't be on alert today. Be on alert every day. You know, one thing we have learned from September 11th ourselves and this Hamas attack on Israel last Saturday is there might be a connection to a day like 50 years from the Yom Kippur War, or there might be some sort of symbolism. But when terrorism happens, you know, they're finding opportunities to do what they want to do. And what we have been awoken to, for those people who kind of have their head in the sand, is realize that there are people that hate us. Not just Jews, not just Israel, but Americans. We've seen American flags burned. We've seen people say they hate America. And so we do need to be aware. We do need to have our ducks in a row and be cautious and make sure our security and our national security is beefed up. I know the border is completely porous, and there's wolves in sheep's clothing coming in with innocent people. That has got to be immediately. I think the Biden administration has gotten enough warning that there are entities out there that have no problem causing people as well as Americans to die. We still have American hostages over there. We should immediately be beefing up security, not only on our border, but in our schools. Where's all the security and the protection that our kids need? And seeing that in France, somebody was able to perpetrate a school and stab a teacher just reminds us how vulnerable we are. And it's frustrating because, as I said this before, I think there's a lot of individuals who aren't exactly sure what they're supporting. And then you have many individuals who want to leave, like Gaza. They don't want Hamas to be their leader. They want a Palestinian leader, but they don't want it to be Hamas. But if they say anything or if they do anything, they could be killed. In fact, we're being told that while Israel is telling residents of Gaza to leave so they don't get hurt as the incursion and the fighting continues, we're being told that Hamas is telling them not to leave. And I don't, you know, when somebody says, you know, they are pro-Palestinian, they want to help, I'm thinking, yeah, they want to help the women and children, the innocent people of Palestine have safety and not be under oppressive Hamas rule. And some individuals are looking at that as, no, we are anti-Israel and we support what Hamas did to Israel. Be very, very careful and understand the situation first before you start writing letters and ruin your career. Understand what exactly is going on. Understand that Israel said, look, Gaza, you want to govern yourself? Go ahead. We're out. No apartheid, it's yours. You're there. You govern yourself, and then Hamas took over. And so when you know, I'm not here to explain all the geopolitics, but when I hear people say that Israel is randomly killing women and children all the time in Gaza, where are they getting that from? And so you have all this misinformation, you have this propaganda, and then you have. And people who know nothing about the situation say, well, yeah, that's why kids have to be beheaded. No child needs to be beheaded. No child, yeah, no soldiers should be beheaded. Nobody should be killed. That we're involving people that want peace that now have been thrust into this chaos in the Middle East, and it's bringing us with it. I mean, Americans died in this. If I was the leader of this country, I'd be down there myself, but I would be telling all hands on deck, we're getting all our hostages, and Hamas, you hurt one hair on their head. Israel is not going to be your biggest enemy. We are. Get every American back to us. No American should have been killed. No Colombian should have been killed. No German should have been killed. No Israeli should have been killed. So this is a war against all of us. And this day of jihad might be the first of many. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so when I grew up, there was a do or die sort of attitude I had where I didn't want to be poor. Seeing what my family went through, seeing family members die because they didn't have money for medical care, see the stress and the drain, and I wanted to have a career where I knew not only I could help myself, but I could help my family later. And I had to put everything on the line to be able to make that goal. Now, I didn't have a lot of money to apply to medical school. I only applied to two medical schools because I couldn't afford the application fees. I went to in-state school because I couldn't afford to go to college, and luckily for me, UNLV gave me an academic scholarship. So all I had to do was pay for books and support myself. So I worked at Jack in the Box, I tutored, I worked in the dorms, and I did multiple part-time jobs to make it work. When I did get to medical school, I waited tables so I could help family members go to school and, you know, just make it work. But there was this drive I had where if I didn't make it, I could be in trouble financially, you know, in terms of my role in the family, in terms of, you know, future and success. And so I wouldn't take no for an answer. I wouldn't quit. And I busted my ass. And that fear that we had, I'm not saying it's good, but it's gone. And students nowadays don't have that fear of, if I don't get a job, I'm going to be screwed. We know very, very well that the government has lots of money. In theory, they can pay for us if we don't have a job. They can give us food stamps. So there's no fear. And we balk at how younger students, like the Gen Zs, don't care about college. They're not that far off in their thinking, because getting a college degree now doesn't mean they're going to make it or break it. And if they don't get a college degree, they could still get a job. And if they don't get a job, they could still get money from the state. So you don't have that fear. Now, maybe when I was going through all this in the 90s, you know, there was still plenty of resources out there that I could have used if I needed to. But in my thinking, that was for people who couldn't work, people who were sick, people who were disabled, and with physical challenges that I wouldn't even think of trying to access that money. If God gave me two legs to walk, and I can walk, and I can talk, and I can breathe, and I could sing, I got to get my butt in school, and I got to do what I need to do to get a job. Well, since COVID, a lot of our attitudes have changed. And we're starting to notice that in terms of school readiness, our academics are dropping precipitously. We've heard of schools like in Baltimore where one grade, none of them were able to pass or had proficiency in math. We're hearing all across, you know, school districts, these kids struggling. Now we have another report that ACT scores are dropping. I took the ACT. I forgot what my score was. I don't think it was that bad. I think my ACT, my SAT wasn't bad. I got a 1450. My ACT, and I don't know if I have this report here. I think my ACT was 32. I don't know. And so I think the highest is a 36. They're saying now that the average score for the class of 2023 is only 19.5. And it showed that the college readiness benchmark isn't there, especially in math and reading. And so when you see something like this, for us Gen Xers and baby boomers, it was like, oh my God. Oh my, if you can't get through the ACT or the SAT, you're in trouble. For the millennials and Gen Zs, they may be like, and? What is the relevance of the ACT and SAT anymore? We've changed our whole look on academics and what things mean. And the younger generations are probably not going to put as much emphasis on doing math by yourself, because there's tech all over. You know, calculators were around when I was in school, but you weren't allowed to use them. Calculators had to go. Even doing trig, sin, cos, tan, all that, you had to do trig even without a calculator. Now, they did allow us on some tests to use calculators, but they didn't want it to be a test of how well you use your calculator. They wanted to make sure we knew how to do math. But people are saying, well, what's the use of it if we have calculators and tech and it could do it faster? Same thing with foreign language. People are saying, why do I have to learn another language when later you're going to be able to speak into something and it immediately Google translates, or another sort of app, and you can communicate? And my answer to that is you need to use your brain. Your brain wasn't supposed to be all about turning off and on Netflix or turning off and on a computer. and accessing an app. Our brains were designed for survival. How to find a bug to eat, how to hunt and gather, how to hide from prey, how to build a house, how to build shelter, how to fish, how to find warmth, how to calculate things, how to know if you're getting screwed, if you're at a trade post and somebody's charging you something that you don't need, and not giving you the right change. We're supposed to be always thinking and always calculating. And we have let tech take that over. And we've also let society take that over. So when people are shocked that the Gen Zs or the millennials, and I disagree with it being all of them. We have a lot of Gen Zs and millennials who are just stars, superstars. But when they see many of these students, they're like, so what? I got a C. C equals MD. Well, yeah, you could get an MD having a C average, but don't you want to know the information? You've got to still learn the information. You know, just because you could do an open book test or ask ChatGPT to do your work, it doesn't mean you're going to then have it in your brain so that you could draw on it. And so society is getting a little nervous about what is going to be the aptitude of the average person in society. Now, just because you could do your times tables really well doesn't mean you could be president. Times tables does not necessarily mean that you're going to have success and career and longevity in employment. But it means you're using the brain. You're using that part of the brain. The whole purpose of school isn't to keep kids away from the parents so they can work. Is to work that brain like a muscle and make them ready for anything. School used to be you had to learn an instrument. You had to learn a foreign language. You had to do philosophy. You had to read Shakespeare. Now, I hated reading Shakespeare because I didn't understand what the hell I was reading. Well, that's because it's another language. And it puts your brain through a lot of work. And these tests, these ACTs and these SATs and these proficiency tests, I think I had to take the CATs, the California Achievement Test, growing up. It's to see if you retained it, if you actually learned it. Now, maybe we need to change what we're teaching. Maybe we need a different benchmark. But does the average child know how to play an instrument? No. Is the average child in America bilingual? No. Is the average child proficient in math and reading and science? No. Well, then we better do something different. And if it's because we're relying so much on tech, let's go back to old school. If we decide collectively that that's not what a human needs to know now that there is tech, then maybe what we need to do is do a little drill, right? We do fire drills, we do earthquake drills, we do shelter in place drills. Let's do a no electricity drill. Let's do a walking dead drill. You have no electricity. And you have to now barter and buy food. And you have to fish. Can you do it? Are any of our kids electric power outage ready? No. How many kids know where the nearest flashlight is in their home? How many kids know how to make a fire and cook soup on it and feed? They don't know this. And so if we're going to be okay with kids with dropping math scores and dropping reading scores and not being bilingual and not playing instruments and not understanding Shakespeare, then for the love of God, right, get them at least savvy on survival skills. Because right now we are training all kids to be computer literate, which is nice. Because we have computers. But if the computer's gone, these kids are screwed. They don't even know their parents' phone numbers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Steve Scalise said focusing on the needs of America, bigger than any personal vendettas House Republicans may have with one another. He announced at a conference meeting last night he would be pulling out of the Speaker of the House race after a full day of meetings with fellow Republicans. The Biden administration arranging charter flights to help Americans leave Israel as the country is at war with Hamas. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. The European Union issuing warnings to Meta and X regarding the dissemination of what they call disinformation following the Hamas attack on Israel. These social media companies have 24 hours to provide their strategies for getting rid of online terrorist content. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTALI. So being that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we've talked about risk factors, we've talked about screening, we've talked about treatments, but what about the reconstructive aspect? And the Advanced Reconstructive Surgery Alliance is meeting in an annual summit to explore cutting-edge medical technologies in breast reconstruction and how to enhance our well-being, body image, overall quality of life, which is crucial to our breast cancer care. So joining us next is CEO of ARSA, the Advanced Reconstructive Surgery Alliance, Dr. Andrew Elkwood, to talk to us about this. Dr. Elkwood, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. Well, we really, really appreciate you. Talk to us about the summit that's going on.
So ARSA is the Advanced Reconstructive Surgery Alliance. We are a national alliance of reconstructive-oriented surgeons. plastic surgeons, breast cancer surgeons, and otherwise. We have an annual scientific summit where we discuss advancements in care, the clinical studies that we have going on. We teach each other about the specialties that we're involved with. A large portion of today's summit, that's going on today, is about breast cancer treatment and breast cancer reconstruction.
And we have amazing technology now, right? 3D printing. Talk to us about some of the things we could do now for breast reconstruction.
Well, one of the thrusts today, we've been talking about preserving sensibility of feeling to the breast for women that are having mastectomies. Another thing that we talk about is alternative reconstructions. We do a lot of complex cases where women don't have options using kind of the standard or most common procedures, and patients will travel a distance across the country, across the world for some of the advanced procedures that we do. The other thing that we're very proud of is that we have many breast cancer surgeons as well as the reconstructive surgeons as part of a team, and we really use a team approach. I myself am a reconstructive surgeon, and I know that patients can get better care, better results when you've got an integrated team planning the surgery together, performing the surgery together. It works very well for the patients, obviously more convenient for the patients, but I think that our end result is much better. We love to compare notes with each other. We have practices across the country, and this is our chance to really get together, compare ideas, groupthink, present our results and open things up for discussion.
I love that you bring that up. It's that integrative approach, because we've had patients where they feel a lump, where a lump is found. They get their mammogram, they get their ultrasound. They're in panic. They get referred to somebody, and then they get referred to somebody else. And then later on down the line, and in the olden days, people told them, worry about the reconstruction later, let's just deal with the cancer. And I love the idea of the doctors all convening and integrating from the start, because based on the type of care they get and the type of resection that's done, it could then help the breast reconstructionists.
Absolutely. I think the paradigm, except in maybe circumstances where cancer is found at a very advanced stage, but for what most women experience, I think the paradigm of waiting for reconstruction, I don't think that's a modern paradigm anymore. And it helps so much emotionally with the woman. You know, there's no way to make it a breast cancer diagnosis, a new diagnosis. You can't make that pleasant, and there's no way it's not going to be gut-wrenching for the patient. But I think the patient coming in knowing they have a team, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, they're obviously worried about cancer metastasizing, and that's a conversation you have. But they're also worried about body image also. Will this be mutilating? So on and so forth. And that's a very big concern for most women. And by having an integrated program, you can kind of cut that off at the pass. And from the get-go, a woman has a good understanding of what body image will be, what their final results will probably look like, and also, that they're getting optimum cancer care and minimizing any chance for recurrence and the bad things, obviously, that you don't want to happen. But it is cutting-edge care, and we are always looking for new ways, sometimes paradigm shifts and sometimes just nuance, but improving the care, improving the outcomes, improving the results, improving the experience for the patients. This annual summit symposium that we have is a big step in that direction. It's a tool that we use to educate each other and integrate, what we do. So it's really terrific.
I love it. We're speaking to CEO of Advanced Reconstructive Surgery Alliance, Dr. Andrew Elkwood. I'm sure you have heard the same thing. I've had patients that will be reluctant to address the cancer because it might not hurt them now, but they fear future pain. They fear the mastectomy. They fear the insurance coverage. Talk to us about what you've seen in terms of breakthroughs and in terms of coverage.
Well, in terms of breakthroughs, there are two basic ways to reconstruct a breast. One is with an implant, and that could be wonderful for many patients. And the other is what we call autologous, with your own tissue, whether it be tissue from the abdomen, the rear end, the hips, the flanks. As I like to say, a breast tissue is a lot like that. And just about anywhere you have a jiggle somewhere, a good reconstructive surgeon can make a breast out of that. And those are really the two most basic categories of options. And the cutting edge is really in the autologous reconstruction, using your own tissue from elsewhere. And how to have better results, safer results, and less what we call donor disease. In other words, scarring, where you took that skin and fat from. One of our big thrusts now is to maintain sensibility of feeling to the breast and the nipple. Then dealing with complicating issues, some women require radiation and so on. That makes the reconstruction much harder. A lot of the things we talk about is how to deal with that. As far as insurance goes, the insurance environment is tough. It just is in the United States. And, it's unfortunate people pay a lot of money for coverage and then they don't feel like the coverage is there. It's mandated throughout the country that breast reconstruction has to be paid for as part of the cancer care. It can't be denied as cosmetic or something like that. But it doesn't mean navigating that system as well. We're very proud of the fact that we have incredibly talented surgeons, but we also have incredibly talented back office people. And they help with the process of insurance. They help with logistics for patients. A lot of our patients travel across the globe, across the country, to come see our specialists. They're very good about arranging things. And it's a very trying time for patients, and they don't need the added complication. So we do our level best to improve the experience.
Absolutely.
The
Dr. Elkwood,
let them worry about getting better. Go on. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, patients have a lot of things to worry about. If we can handle those things for them, then that's part of our job as well. And it's, again, cancer care is never going to be a pleasant experience. It's something we all hope, us and our families never experience. But when it happens, mm-hmm. we do our very best to, mm-hmm. ease the path to it.
And you have been with your work on the S206A billing code by CDC, by Medicare, and you've definitely been a godsend to our patients. How can my listeners find out more information?
So our website is arsahealth.com, so arsahealth.com, and that's really the portal to establishing contact with any of our docs, find out what we're about a little bit. And I am proud to say that we have some of the most talented, renowned surgeons in the country mm-hmm. In our
Amen.
Alliance.
Wonderful. And, well, thank you and the Alliance. We're coming up on a heartbreak. Dr. Elkwood, can't wait to have you back. We really appreciate you.
I'd love to do that. Thank you so much.
You take care.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so it's Friday the 13th, and we spoke about this yesterday. Friday the 13th does not mean that it is going to be mayhem and it is going to be an absolute cluster of a day. I think some of the studies that we spoke about that might have shown an increase in car accidents might have been more about the anxiety of it being Friday the 13th rather than it being an actual mystical reason for more mayhem. Although there had been studies done in Europe showing not only an increase in accidents in women drivers, but even penetrating injuries in the ER. But most doctors feel that Friday the 13th, does not mean that we are going to have mayhem. But it's we are watching closely what's happening this weekend. We are at the 1 week mark since the Hamas-Israel attack. And as this day of jihad has been called upon by previous Hamas leaders and current leaders to get everybody to help and to join the cause, we are obviously concerned that this could be something that could cause mayhem. We spoke about how temples and synagogues in America and even in New York and multiple large cities are beefing up security presence, being aware. They're asking people to, you know, if you see anything, you know, call us, let us know, because trying to stop a, you know, an attack is, we got a lot on our plate. And even though America overall is pretty, you know, on top of things and pretty ready, I don't think we are ready for something of this magnitude. And so, you know, for those of us that are Jewish, you know, we are not going to stop praying. We are going to continue to be who we are. This is America. We have a right to be a part of our religion. But for those of you who aren't Jewish, keep in mind that these attacks can have collateral damage, like we saw with the Hamas attack that took Americans with it and people of other countries. In New York, the Homeland Security Department put out a message to everybody to be alert, but in New York especially, they are going to be working with local Jewish federations and synagogues and to direct deputies where there could be potential targets. I'm telling you, it's not going to be just the temples. I think that there's also such an anti-American sentiment with some of these individuals that it could affect any of us. So, as you know, when I say Friday the 13th, I always say, actually, Friday the 13th is better than any average Monday. I don't know if you've seen that meme. Yeah, I'd rather it be a Friday and Friday the 13th than Monday the whatever. But it's a very different time right now, and I think this is the start of a huge implosion. I think people who have been waiting for there to be a fight, waiting for there to be a war. And actually, from the psychology of that, let me bring something up that we haven't spoken about. We have, since Biden got into office, been nervous that China would act, that Putin would act. Putin did act, right? China, watching, waiting. Kim Jong-un, I think, is just, he just wants to jump in and be relevant. So I wouldn't be surprised with that. But we have, for the past couple years, maybe it's propaganda, maybe it's instinct, but we've been saying something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. And people have been on edge. People have been prepping. We haven't seen this many gun and ammunition sales in a long, long time. We've prepared. Yep, we have guns. We at my CCW, we go to the gun range and practice. And I mean, you know, we're all understanding that something could go down. When what we're expecting doesn't go down, you have a little bit of this anxiety going, if it's going to go down already. And I'm not asking for that, but this is something that can happen psychologically. You know, if you're going to break up with me, just break up with me. In fact, I had a conversation with my husband. My biggest fear is him divorcing me. So early on in the marriage, I go, look, are you going to divorce me at some time? Because if you do, do it now while I'm young and I can get somebody else. But don't do it later. If it's going to happen, happen now. But I don't want the anxiety of it happening later. Now, that's not very realistic. But for many of us, we want to know that we could sleep easy. We want to know that we're going to be fine, that we're not going to go into a World War III. And so I'm almost wondering if there's some individuals that actually want the World War III to happen now. Not because they want destruction and death of everybody, but if it was going to happen, and with this looming threat that it's going to happen, there's people that probably say, you know what, if it's going to happen, happen now. Just happen now, because I don't want to always be worried about in the future it happening. And I'm watching how things are going across the globe, and there's this excitement about it. There's this, okay, now this is the opportunity. People who have wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the earth want to use this as an opportunity to do it. People who've wanted an end to Hamas want this an opportunity. People have just wanted there to be a fight. And you know what? It's been a boring 10 years. Let's, you know, COVID riled us up. We had to be locked down. I want to get out there and do something. And so rather than this naive thinking that everybody wants peace, everybody wants just, you know, things to go well. No. People like drama. I don't. But in our instinct, it's more exciting. And for there to be, wow, not only did we have COVID, but we had a war. And we lived through World War III. You know how many people said that they voted for Obama because they wanted to make history and be a part of the first black president? People want to be there for the first female president. I get it. It's cool. When you read the history books and you see things that happened, you're like, gosh, you know, that would have been neat to be there. And I think there's a lot of individuals very wrongly understanding the situation. But I think there's a lot of individuals who say, you know what, if World War III is going to happen, I want it to happen when I'm here. And I could say I was a part of that. And I could document it, and I could do selfies throughout. And it's not something that a lot of doctors like to talk about in terms of the psychology, because you don't want somebody to think that we think they're happy this chaos is happening. But I have to be honest, there's people that aren't happy about it. It shakes things up. It allows them to be a part of history. It takes the focus off of other things. Nobody's talking about Biden. And nobody's talking about Hunter Biden. Nobody's talking about the Trump lawsuits. This has now hijacked our focus. Some people like that. And so I keep saying this, and I will continue to keep saying this. When young people decide to, you know, take a side and take a stand, which I love it. You take a stand, you take a side, you're really for climate change, all the power to you. You love the Democrats, you love the Republicans. You know, having that passion is fine. But if you don't understand what the situation is and you feel like, well, I got to pick something because I got to be all up in the throes of this, you could be indiscriminately wishing for something. Careful what you wish for. That's the moral. Careful what you wish for. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.